wake up, put your shoes on, take a breath of the northern air, and rub those eyes.
I don't want to shock anybody, but this is a Vikings and NFL show, and we're going to talk about quarterbacks and what quarterbacks should be drafted where. I know nobody's thought of that strategy before, but we're going to give it a try here, especially since Jeff Diamond, star of the show, recently gave a speech at Texas Tech, home of Patrick Mahomes, a guy who was not the number one pick in the NFL draft and yet ended up being the best player in the NFL. So many possibilities out there, so many interesting ways teams are evaluating quarterbacks. Let's get to all that here on Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider. Jeff, of course, former Vikings general manager, former president of the Tennessee Titans, now doing all kinds of things, working with the agencies, working in the media, going around the country, giving speeches about management. We're brought to you by the White Bear Lake Superstore, whitebearlakesuperstore.com. Also want to thank our friend Scott Dayton, who runs Twill. We'll tell you about a couple of events in his store coming up here soon. And we're coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services Studio. So first, just set the stage for me, Jeff. Did you find the next Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech?
Well, I found a lot of references to Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech here in Lubbock, Texas, where I've been visiting and speaking to law school and sport management classes and talking about Mahomes and the NFL draft and negotiation strategy and sport management and all those types of things. And certainly it's kind of fascinating to think about Mahomes and what happened back in 2017. When he was picked number 10 overall by Kansas City, and you have to give a lot of credit to Andy Reid and the GM Brett Veach for identifying the talent in Patrick Mahomes, but also understanding his potential in terms of not only his playmaking in standard type situations, but his off schedule playmaking and all the things that go into evaluating quarterbacks, which I think is underplayed somewhat by the media. And we know that, and we all speculate on quarterbacks, and there's a lot of speculation about the Vikings. Obviously, you've got Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah are in Baton Rouge today, reportedly meeting with Jaden Daniels. I don't think they're going to get a shot at Jaden Daniels unless they make a blockbuster move up to probably the top two, which I don't think is going to happen. But to get into the top four, there's certainly that possibility when they have that extra first round pick. But you think about what does it take to identify a quarterback? And as I said, the media speculates a lot, and we're involved and we're guilty of that too. But we don't have all the information that the teams have that they've been working on for months and months and potentially years on these players, and then meeting with these players and getting them on the whiteboard and to try to see how effectively they can be not only throwing the football, but reading defenses, performing under pressure, making off-schedule plays. Those are the ingredients that make a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes so special, and which is why he's the best player in the league right now and the best quarterback. So I think it all kind of goes around to buyer beware on first-round quarterbacks. And we know that. We understand that. But you better identify the right one, Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, because it's a decision that is so critical to this franchise if indeed they make the move up, which I think they really have to do. I know some people have said, well, I'll just stay at 11 and 23. You'll get two really good players, maybe a starting corner, maybe an edge rusher for the future. But I think the quarterback position is so critical and so essential to success in the NFL. And then you look at history, Jim, and it's a little scary. When you look at the numbers, 16 first-round quarterbacks drafted from 2014 to 2018, only three are with their original teams, and that's Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. Eight are with different teams. You look at guys like Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield, and throw Sam Darnold in that mix. He's with a different team. He's with the Vikings. He was a top three pick of the Jets. And five are out of football. And you look at the Vikings history, Christian Ponder, and it gets a little scary. So it's going to be a really fascinating time next week. And here we are a week away from the NFL draft. I think this shapes up as one of the most critical and fascinating drafts in Vikings history.
No doubt about it. And listen, you've been in the rooms, you've done these evaluations, you've worked with scouts and talent evaluators, you've dealt with quarterbacks face to face. Do you agree with the current consensus that Caleb and Jaden Daniels are probably the top two quarterbacks, May and McCarthy are probably the next two, and that all four of those could go in the top four or five? Do you agree with that general assumption?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I think as many as six could go in the first round if you throw Michael Penix and Bo Nix into the mix. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it's pretty clear just watching these guys on tape a little bit. But again, I or you or anybody in the media, we don't have all the information. We haven't talked to these players. We haven't met with them individually to really get a feel for what kind of leadership skills they have, what kind of, as I said, the ability to process information quickly and make decisions. That's what separates great quarterbacks. That's what made Tom Brady such a great player, and Peyton Manning and Patrick Mahomes in terms of his ability to do those type of things. So, and make off-schedule plays. It's just, as I said, really a fascinating process. And thinking about even the past few years, I was talking about 2014 to 2018, but in the last 5 years, there have been 16 first-round quarterbacks. 11 are with their original team, but there are several top three picks that are not. And I'm talking Trey Lance. I'm talking about Sam Darnold. And so it's just a really tricky, tricky situation. And again, I'm not saying the Vikings should not trade into the top four and draft a quarterback. I think they should. I'm just saying it better be the right guy. And that is the big challenge ahead. I think it's going to happen next week. But they've got to be careful of teams like Denver, who could make a bold move into that top four and jump ahead of them. And then all of a sudden, the Vikings are out of luck in making that big move. So I would think that Kwesi and Kevin want to try to make this move before the draft, before draft day, and not wait to see who's on that board, unless they don't think that McCarthy or perhaps Drake May are worth top four picks. But I think they probably do. So, like I said, we're a week away, and it's going to be really, really interesting. And then the Vikings still have other needs to address, even though they don't have a second-round pick and they don't have a third-round pick at this point. But if they can identify some gems in the later rounds, they've got several picks in the fourth and fifth round, get an offensive guard who maybe can play, get a young corner who can compete. And I still think they've got some cap room to go out into free agency and try to get a corner, a Stephon Gilmore, a Xavier Howard. There are some of these guys that maybe they can get at bargain type deals, throw a bunch of incentives in there, and get another quality corner in here. So there's a lot of work to be done still for this team, but it's going to start, obviously, next week.
I want to thank our producer, Brandon Morton, our producer, Davide Rosseo, and also let you know that this is TalkNorth.com. Recommend checking out the Viking Update podcast. Also check out some of the best people in the business, Michael Russo on hockey, John Krasinski on the Wolves, which is a hot show right now. We had Tim Connolly, president of basketball operations, out for a live show recently. He was great. John Millay on preps. Of course, Jeff Diamond on the Vikings in NFL. And listen, we just have a lot of great sports shows, a lot of great outdoor content, some variety content. Check it all out at TalkNorth.com. If you like a show, including this one, please subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It's free. It's the easiest way to listen. Jeff, I saw a report that Washington is having all four of the top quarterback prospects in, and they're doing all kinds of things with them, like playing board games and playing golf with them and just letting them hang out a little bit. To me, it makes perfect sense. You really want to see these guys in an unstructured environment where they're not just, you know, they don't have prepared answers for everything. But do you think it's crazy to go that far? And how far did you go when you're a general manager to get to know prospects?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a different approach because they're reportedly they're coming in together at the same time. That's unusual because usually you want to separate them and get, as I said, get them on the whiteboard and talk with them and visit with them. So it's, I think, a very unusual approach. I think that from my perspective, we've certainly brought players in for visits, but as you and I have talked often, I thought that part of the process was a little overrated at the end in terms of you've already spent time with them at the combine. You've already spent time with them at pro day, potentially at senior ball. And even during the season, maybe talking to some of these players. And so, but I would agree with a critical decision such as the starting quarterback that then an in-person visit, I think, does make sense. I don't think bringing in a corner or an edge rusher to your facility in the last 2 weeks before the draft, I think that's a waste of money and unnecessary. But quarterbacks, they're a different animal, as we know. And so, yeah, I think that does make sense. And it would be the approach I would want to take. And so I think it's smart what the Vikings are doing with these guys and really get to know them. And same thing with the Commanders in Washington to really get to know them. And as you said, an unstructured environment. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yes. We're going to get to now some potential trades and potential movement with veteran players. There are a lot of good cornerbacks on the free agent market. There are trades that Jeff thinks will happen involving non-quarterbacks that could be involved in trades for other teams moving up to get quarterbacks. Let's get into that here. First, though, let's thank White Bear Lake Superstore, whitebearlakesuperstore.com.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. The White Bear Lake Superstore, Buick GMC, with my longtime friend, owner Paul Rubin, General Manager Charlie Gattrell, their fantastic staff, Minnesota's number one volume Buick GMC dealer, 6 years running with the best selection and their super friendly premium team. Check out their great website, whitebearlakesuperstore.com, and you will find 1.9% APR for 36 months plus $750 purchase allowance and a $2,500 trade assistance on 2023 and 2024 GMC Sierra 1500s, 0.9% APR on $2,750 purchase allowance on 2023 Buick Envisions, 0.9% APR on a $1,500 purchase allowance on 2024 GMC Terrains, and no monthly payments for 90 days on all these great vehicles, plus the world's first all-electric super truck, the GMC Hummer EV, SUV, and pickup. The White Bear Lake Superstore is the Quigley 4x4 Van Superstore. They are a certified elite dealer. Only 7% of GM dealers make the cut. Visit in person at 3900 Highway 61 North in White Bear Lake or online at whitebearlakesuperstore.com for all your vehicle needs and the premium experience. Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
Also want to let you know, Twill in the Edina Galleria, Scott Dayton's shop, is having a Johnny O Spring event April 26th and 27th. Promotions and giveaways will be involved in that. I was just at the Masters, and you see a lot of Johnny O stuff down there. I wear a lot of Johnny O stuff. Highly recommend it. And Twill does this kind of stuff a lot. But you can always go to twillmn.com, sign up for email alerts. They won't spam you to death. They'll just tell you when something's going on. Or just drop by the shop. They're really nice, friendly people. They're not pushy. They just like seeing people come in. They love talking sports. Check it out, twillmn.com, Twill in the Edina Galleria. All right, what do you see as potential for trades of big name veteran players here in the next week or so?
Yeah, I think I love Johnny O too, by the way, Jim.
Good stuff.
Yes, definitely. Well, I would say, first of all, that, yeah, there are going to be plenty of trades, and certainly we know there'll be trade up and down in the draft positioning wise, but there also are going to be veteran players on the move, and there are going to be a lot of prominent players potentially moved in this draft. Which I did write about it in my 33rd team piece this week. The one player who will not move, Justin Jefferson. And I think people start reading into things, well, JJ is absent from the start of the Vikings offseason program. Hey, folks, no big deal there and no surprise there, because he did it last year, and he'll be there for the mandatory mini camp. He's under contract for $19.7 million on his fifth-year option this year. He's going to show up when he needs to show up, but it is certainly a little bit of a power play by Jefferson and his agents to put a little more pressure on Kwesi to get the deal done. And Rob Brzezinski, that this thing's been kind of an endless negotiation for over a year now. I think it's going to happen probably closer to training camp, perhaps, or maybe even a little before that. But I don't think this is going to carry into camp. So Jefferson is a player that will not be traded during the NFL draft. But there are a lot of players that I think will be, and some of those names to keep an eye on, Brandon Ayuk of the 49ers. Some people have speculated Deebo Samuel. There's too much dead money in his contract if they traded him this year. And Ayuk is a guy who's been trying to get an extension, hasn't been able to get it done. The 49ers could use a little more cap space if they were able to move off of him, who is on his fifth-year option at $14 million this year. So he's a possible guy that could move on. And if they can get a first-round pick for him, they could draft a young, cheaper wide receiver to pair with Samuel. Alvin Kamara is a guy that I think could be on the move. He's going to turn 29 years old. He's had injury issues. The Saints always have salary cap problems, and he's got an $11.8 million number this year. Next year, it's like $19 million. Buda Baker's had ongoing contract issues at the all-pro safety with the Cardinals. He could be moving. Rashad Bateman is an interesting name to watch. And he, of course, is the ex-Gopher wide receiver. He's only 24 years old. He was the Ravens' first-round pick in 2021, but he really has not flourished in Baltimore. He only has four career touchdown receptions, had 32 catches for 367 yards last year, sixth on the team. Zay Flowers is their number one guy, and Bateman's had some drops issues. So it could be a situation where maybe the Ravens figure, hey, if we can get something for Bateman now, rather than perhaps losing him next March, because they're not going to exercise the fifth-year option on his first-round contract. So he could be a possible guy in the move. T. Higgins is a guy, because we know Ja'Marr Chase is the priority in Cincinnati. Keep an eye on Higgins. If the Bengals could get a first-round pick for him, and he's a great receiver, he torched the Vikings last year, we know that. And if they could get a first-rounder for him and then draft a first-round receiver, that would help them for the future, because Higgins probably won't be there next year when Chase's contract perhaps could be negotiated. There's some other players in the mix. Zach Wilson should be on the move from the Jets at this point. They signed Tyrod Taylor to back up Aaron Rodgers, and Wilson needs a change of scenery. They're not going to get much for him. They may even have to throw in a draft pick to get rid of him in New York, because he's got a $5 million cap number this year. And so that's problematic too. Greg Newsom, a corner in Cleveland, he's a guy maybe the Vikings should try to take a run at if they could get him for maybe a second-round pick next year or something. He's a former first-rounder, a highly regarded corner in Cleveland, but Cleveland's got pretty good strength at the corner position, led by Denzel Ward, a Pro Bowl player. Patrick Surtain, Jim, is a guy. Keep your eye on Patrick Surtain. And the reason I talk about it, he was a first-team All-Pro last year, or in 2022. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. He's a great shutdown corner. But the Broncos have significant cap issues in the next few years because of the Russell Wilson trade and having to eat $85 million of dead money. So Surtain is a guy who next year the Broncos will be looking at close to $20 million on his potential fifth-year option. And they may think, if we can use Surtain as a trade chip to move up into the top four in this draft and jump ahead of the Vikings perhaps, if I'm the Vikings, I'm a little concerned about Denver and Sean Payton and what the Broncos may try to do and George Payton too, by the way, but I think Sean Payton is really pulling the strings there. And you think Denver wants to go with Jared Stidham as their starting quarterback? I don't think so. So keep an eye on Surtain too, that could be a situation where he could be traded. And there's speculation about guys like Davante Adams and Khalil Mack, but those guys aren't going to be traded because they've got too much dead money in their contracts right now. Maybe in 2025 it's a different story, but not now. I think that's going to really be interesting to watch in this coming draft to see who may be traded, but it won't be Justin Jefferson.
Right. What other teams other than the Broncos could you see trying to trade up and do this exactly what the Vikings might be trying to do, which is trade in the top four or five picks?
I think the Raiders are a team to keep an eye on, and they're right behind Denver and the Vikings. I think they're at 13. And so they could be in that situation where they want to make a move up. And sometimes people come out of nowhere, as Kansas City did back in 2017. I think they jumped from whatever, 25th or something, to get Mahomes, and they had Alex Smith at the time. So you never know where it's coming from, and that's the fear factor that teams have in the draft, because you don't know who may want to move up and pick a player. So I think, as I said, it shapes up as a fascinating draft, and we'll talk more about it next Thursday on draft day, which will be fun to do that show. And by then, maybe the Vikings will have already made the big move up. We'll see.
Yes, next week we'll do a draft preview with the Jeff Diamond's Viking NFL Insider Show. We'll do a draft preview with the Viking Update Show with myself and John Krasinski. And then we'll obviously follow up after the draft with our evaluation of what's going on. Check it all out at TalkNorth.com. For today, let's get a final thought from Jeff on anything he likes. And then again, next week we will be breaking it down even further. Well, I'm sure, and by then, I'm guessing something more interesting will have happened. Somebody will have tried to make a deal or will have made a deal before the draft. But I think we're still probably, Jeff, though, we're probably still looking at some draft day movement.
Yeah, I think there definitely is. And as we kind of touched on before, and your colleagues at the Star Trib have been writing about over the last few days, there are still some holes on this roster. And I'm thinking specifically at offensive guard, and where is Dalton Risner at? And do they think that Blake Brandel can really step in? They signed him to a 3-year, $9.5 million contract, which is close to starter money. But I'm not sure that I would feel real comfortable with him as a starting guard. I think he's a really good swing player at guard or tackle. So the offensive guard, I think, is still a problem spot for this team, the interior offensive line. Ed Ingram, I don't think he's a surefire great player at this stage of his career. Maybe he'll continue to develop. And there are some other spots, the third receiver position. Can Jalen Naylor stay healthy? I think he's a talented guy, but he's been hurt a lot. I think they've got some other depths behind him. Again, that third receiver is still an important spot for the team. And the cornerback position, they've signed some guys and they've made some moves to bring some vets in, Shaquille Griffin. But again, how can they develop these young guys, Caleb Evans, Andrew Booth Jr., Mekhi Blackmon? Can they get them going? And there was an interesting article with Brian Flores this week, and he's talking about those guys in particular and getting them up to speed and develop them. So there are a lot of question marks still on this roster, even though I think they've added some real quality talent this year in free agency. And now we head into the draft, and we'll see what shakes out. It's just, as we said, will they be able to make that move up? Or will they end up staying at 11 and 23? I think they're moving up, Jim, and maybe we'll know more by next Thursday morning.
Yes, we'll discuss it again to preview the draft next week. Thanks to everyone who listens to TalkNorth.com. Again, if you like the show, including the John Krasinski Show, Chin Music Baseball Show, please subscribe at your favorite podcast app. And the Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider will be back next week.